mobster movies, Goodfellas, Casino, and I was like, getting in debt with those guys, that's actually the worst type of debt to have. That's deadly. That'll get you put 6 feet under,
That's
right?
a good point, yes. Yeah. You'll be swimming with the fishes.
You will be in, yeah. You'll have a going away party one last time. And
right.
Yeah, right. So outside of that, all jokes aside, mafia debt, very bad. But credit card, that's not a good debt to carry on the balance sheet either.
No.
But I think it's important to understand is, you know, just understand the mindset on how credit cards companies think, operate, and how they make money first, right?
Sure.
So know that the credit card industry is very competitive out there. They're under pressure to bring new business in the doors, you know, constantly.
Sure.
And once you're in the doors, the credit card companies are going to kind of label you or classify you in one of two buckets. You're either going to be what's called a transactor, and those are the people, like I kind of call them the overachievers, but they pay their credit card bill. Or they pay their bill in full every month. Okay. So they pay it off. So basically what they're getting is an interest-free loan from the date of purchase to the time or from the time that they're billed. So the credit cards companies don't like you when you're a transactor because they're not making any money off of you.
Mm-hmm.
What they want you to become is what's called a revolver. And those people carry a credit card balance month to month. The credit card charges you interest where they make money. And so if you're a transactor, they want to get you sucked into becoming a revolver.
Okay.
So just kind of know that that's how what their mindset is and how it works. And just a quick stat, Jason, because I'm a geek and I like numbers, but I think a couple of years ago, this is a NerdWallet stat, in 2015, the average American household, you know, carried just over $5,000 in credit card debt.
Okay.
So, you know, well, what does that mean? That's just an so here's kind of an example of an inefficient use of the dollar. So if you had about $5,000 in credit card debt and you were making that minimum monthly payment of $150, the credit card's charging you that 18% interest rate, it's not only going to take you about 4 years to pay that off in full. They're going to you're going to pay about an extra $2,000 in interest alone. Yeah, that's a high cost to borrow money there.
Wow. Right? Yeah, man. I mean, that's, you know, I got my first credit card at 18 years old. And right before spring break, Daytona Beach. And I'm like, wow, I got it was like a $250 limit, something like that.
Right.
And I still have it to this day.
Yeah.
But
it was a good time in spring break.
It was an awesome time. Right. But yeah, but
you bought dinner for a, you know.
I got my first tattoo with that credit card.
Yeah, right.
but yeah, I've been a transactor with that credit card for 19 years.
Yeah.
And so they really don't like me.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And they'll entice you to keep, you know, becoming a revolver. You know, they'll send you even gift cards, but they want you to rack that up. But you got to be disciplined and
and
pay it off. So, yeah, I joke, but, you know, being an overachiever in the credit card world is not a bad thing at all.
No,
you know, become
no,
that
no,
train.
No.
So, yeah, transactor good, revolver bad in the credit card world for us. So, you know, how to attack credit card debt is I think the first thing you want to do is categorize, you know, what you have. So if you have multiple cards, some people, what they do is they just pay the same amount, you know, on each card per month. That's really not what you should be doing. You want to take that credit card with the highest interest rate and pay that down first and then move down accordingly. So that's the first thing you want to do. And the second thing is really just be responsible. Don't go racking up. Once you start, you know, coming on with a game plan of paying it down, don't rack up any new credit card debt. Keep a cash reserve on the side too. So if something, you know, the refrigerator goes, you're not putting more money on debt. You're not scrambling and trying to find money there. So being responsible, I think, is key.
That's huge. Cause I mean, again, you know, I would imagine some folks it's all right. You feel good because you sent, you have like a $2 balance or no balance on the credit card. And then that little person walks on your shoulder.
Yeah.
Hey, you've got this free money to use. Let's go do this. No.
Right. Yeah. It can be very tempting out there, but, you know, sticking to the game plan and being disciplined is very important. So one kind of like little last example here. So once you've, now we're in a good spot. We've paid off some credit card debt and we freed up cash flow. So that allows us to be more efficient with our money, right? So if we took that $150 that we were using to pay down the credit card, that's about $1,800 a year, And instead of giving that to the credit card company, we just put that in an account that earned 7%. And we did that for 30 years. At the end of 30 years, you're going to have over $156,000 before taxes. That is just a much more efficient use of the dollar. So be smart about it. So the simple way that I look at it is, number one, Jason, we all got to make money. That's why we come to work,
right? That's right.
That's
good.
But the second thing is, use that money to make more money and repeat the process, meaning stick to the game plan, Jason.
I love it. I love it. Use your money to make more money. And Scott Sampier with Northwestern Mutual can help you do that, guys. It doesn't cost a single penny to sit down with Scott and go over your situation and let him know, telephone number, email address, and where you're located, Scott.
Yeah, a couple things, too, is I can email you out a replay of this this interview here. Feel free to send me an email, Scott, S-C-O-T-T dot Sampier, S-A-M-P-E-E-R, at nm.com. Give our office a call, 906-629-6007. Stop by our office. We're in the Rosewood Building, Front Street, right across from our friends over at Getz's Superior Outfitters, second floor. Find me on Facebook. So, everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy Blueberry Fest down in Marquette. And look forward to talking to you, Jason, next Friday. Love it.
Sounds great. Friday Finances with Scott Sampier right here on 94.9 The Bay. Every Friday morning right around 7:30. Scott Sampier from Northwestern Mutual. Okay, we are going to have a chat with Tom Kibbitt coming up next because Mother Nature has changed her mind.